Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers how to leverage micro-influencers for authentic brand promotion and better ROI than celebrity partnerships.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier. If you're still chasing influencers with millions of followers as part of your marketing strategy, you may be missing a golden opportunity. I've watched brands waste thousands on these macro influencers who generate impressive vanity metrics, but zero actual sales. Meanwhile, micro influencers with 1,000 up to 100,000 followers are quietly driving real results. This time out, I wanted to walk through three strategies to help you find and work with micro-influencers who'll actually move the needle for your business, and then touch on how you can structure these partnerships to benefit everyone. First, I would suggest you forget follower count and focus on engagement rate. Here's what to look for. Divide their average likes and comments by their follower count. Then look for anything above 3%. I know of a fitness brand that partnered with a trainer who had 8,000 followers, but consistently got 400-plus engaged comments per post. That's a 5% engagement rate, which beats most celebrities by miles. My next recommendation, look for niche alignment, not broad appeal. There's a lot more potential when an influencer's audience perfectly matches your target customer. A skincare brand can get better results from a dermatology student with 3,000 followers than from a beauty guru with 500,000. Why? Because that student's audience genuinely trusted their expertise and actively sought skincare advice. Third, prioritize authentic content creation over scripted posts. The best micro-influencers are already creating content in your space. Instead of giving them strict guidance, ask them to share their genuine experience with your product. When content feels natural and unforced, their audience will trust it more, which should translate into higher click-through rates and conversions for your brand. Now, let me share two potentially game-changing approaches that might help you. First, the product seeding strategy. Instead of paying up front, send your product to 20 micro-influencers in your niche with no strings attached. About 30% will naturally post about it if they love it, and those organic mentions can be incredibly beneficial. Second, consider creating ambassador programs instead of one-off posts. Offer micro-influencers a unique discount code and 10 to 15% commission on sales. This transforms them from hired guns into genuine brand advocates who have a vested interest. I did this with a niche influencer last year on behalf of a client. She was happy with her share of the sales, and we saw a 20 times return on what she was paid. Everyone came out ahead. Now, let's help you put this into practice. I want you to go on Facebook or Instagram and identify 5 micro-influencers in your space this week. Try searching for hashtags that are relevant to your industry or business. Then analyze their last 10 posts for engagement rates. Reach out to the top 2 with a genuine compliment about their content and a soft product collaboration proposal. Okay. That's going to do it for today's episode on micro-influencer marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. If you found Chris's insights on how to work with micro-influencers to boost your marketing helpful, be sure to like, subscribe, and share with others. We'll see you back here next time.